Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
I'm Joe at RTE.ie. Tim Buckley, good afternoon.
How are you, Joe? Thanks for having me on.
And thanks for contacting us, Tim, because all we're hearing in the last 24 hours is people are smiling again, they're happy again, there's good times ahead and safer times ahead. But you contacted us about, one, about Zoom meetings in the whole COVID, but you explained to us, I have a birth defect in my jaw muscles.
Yes.
And what does that mean? What can you not do?
I can't smile without an awful lot of pain, Joe.
Wow. And do people understand that, Tim?
Actually, no, because it's invisible. I mean, it was a birth defect, so I did not have, I was brought around when I was a child to various hospitals, which was traumatic in itself. They didn't realise it was a bone defect at the time. They actually thought it was psychological. because it was obvious at the time. It settled down when I was seven, what I remember. But I don't have any feeling there now because I lost the feeling around when I was seven. To cut a long story short, there was a partial correction of it by the dentist when I was 22, which is now 33 years ago, to put the bone back in its proper position. Mm-hmm. My jaw, upper jaw, doesn't sit properly where it's supposed to sit. And I have a metal plate in my mouth and so on. Mm-hmm. But between all the chewing and throwing, smiling is now very painful.
Wow.
And it was prompted. I wrote a letter, which is why your researcher contacted me.
I saw it in the Examiner, yeah.
Yeah. About people feeling under pressure now because they're online on Zoom and Skype and so on. And they feel they're worried about how they look. They're lashing out money to dentists and so on. So suppose, you know, quote unquote, get their smile fixed. And as I said in the letter, shouldn't we be focusing on listening and making sure our online meetings are successful?
Well, Tim, the fact that you can't smile and smiling is painful.
Yeah.
Do you think you say, for example, in job interviews, you explain to them beforehand, listen, I don't smile, and it's no reflection on the conversation.
Because I feel, Joe, if I do that, I'd be apologising for myself.
Okay.
We shouldn't be, it's an old cliche, but we shouldn't be judging the book by the cover.
That's right.
And that's what happens now, especially since we've all gone online, and especially at job interviews.
That's a very good. But it means I'm not inside. You're smiling, but you can't actually. You can't manifest it on your. But say you hear a joke or.
Oh yeah.
When you laugh, does that hurt?
Less so because smiling is, you know, is concentrated kind of in the cheeks, which is where I have the issue.
But my
point is that people shouldn't be focusing on that.
Okay,
we should be
point.
Making sure meetings are successful by listening to each other. We really need to listen more and harder to each other these days, Joe. Work on this.
And it's more about substance than style.
More about substance than style, yes.
Yeah, well said. And do you think people know, Tim, that if you do smile, you'd be in pain?
No. I mean, as I say, I look perfect, well, as far as the word goes, normal, for the want of a better word. And I can talk normally. I'm a teacher by profession. I'm not teaching at the moment. But, you know, that's all normal and so on. But, and I've got a bit of abuse over the years. Because people say to you, cheer up, it might never happen and all the rest
of
that.
Yeah, I know. I take that point. But I think your overall point is right. It's all about substance, not style. Okay. Thanks indeed, Tim. That's Tim. I'm over time, unfortunately. This week, Niamh Dunn, as always, on research. Another great job this week, Niamh. Thanks. Niamh Dunn, Damien Chanel's on sound. Annette Egan produced. Rebecca Meehan is a series producer. And remember, the Dawn Chorus is this weekend, isn't it? Saturday night into Sunday morning with Derek and the crew. It'll be absolutely fantastic. The Dawn Chorus, RTE Radio 1. Ray Darcy's next.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
1850 715 815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.